Welcome to Using Stabs Musically, a beginner Ableton lesson for drum and bass. I'm excited. We're going to build a tight, usable DNB stab that sits with rolling drums and sub, and you'll come away with an instrument rack you can reuse and automate. Target tempo for this session is 174 BPM, so set your project to 174 now and let's go. Opening idea. Stabs are short, harmonic hits that punch rhythm into a track. Think of them as percussive chords. They add groove, color and musical context. Today you'll sample or design a short chord or synth hit. Shape it in simpler, wrap it in an instrument rack with EQ, filtering, saturation and compression, and sequence a one-bar groove that grooves with a rolling DNB beat. I'll also give arrangement ideas, common mistakes to avoid and a short practice task you can do in 20 to 30 minutes. First, source and prep. Find a short chord hit, brass stab, pad hit or synth stab, minor sevenths, sus2 or power chords work great. Alternatively, try single note synth hits for more percussive stabs. Drag the sample into an empty MIDI track and drop it into simpler in classic mode. Turn off looping. We want transient hits, not sustained loops. Now the basic simpler settings. Set attack very fast, between 0 and about 8 milliseconds for snap. Set decay between 180 and 400 milliseconds for punchier stabs. If you want a pad-like stab, move decay to 400-900 ms. Keep sustain low, around 0 to 0.3, and release in the 120-260 ms range so notes don't smear into the next hits. Enable the low-pass filter set to 24 dB slope. Start cutoff around 4 to 6 kHz and add a small filter envelope amount, 10 to 20%, so brightness eases as the sound decays. If the sample needs tuning, transpose it in simpler so it sits in key with your bass. Next, create an instrument rack around simpler to host processing and macros. Immediately after simpler, insert EQ8 and high pass the signal at about 80 to 120 Hz to keep the sub clear. If it sounds muddy in the low mids, make a narrow mid cut somewhere between 300 and 800 Hz. After EQ, add auto filter set to a 24 dB low pass. Map its cutoff to macro 1. This will be your main expressive control. Set resonance gently, maybe 10 to 30%, for color. Put a saturator after the filter with drive around 3 to 6 dB and soft clip on for warmth. Follow that with glue compressor, set a ratio of about 4:1, attack very fast around 1 millisecond, release around 150 milliseconds, and leave side chain available. We'll route a kick in a moment. Finally, add a utility to manage stereo width and map width to macro 2 so you can instantly go wide or tighten it down. Create a reverb and a ping-pong delay on return tracks. Reverb decay between about 1.2 and 2.8 seconds works well, dry slash wet around 20 to 30% on the return, and the delay sync to 1/16 or dotted 1/16 with low feedback. Map the send level to macro 3 so you can push the tail without changing the dry signal. Now sequencing. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip at 174 BPM. This audio version is shortened for playback.